Chapter 10. No Stone Unturned. Magna Macrag Civitas, Vault of the Unbound Flame. It began in the castrum and left no chamber or alcove undisturbed as the search for Vulcan, alive or dead, reached as far as the Aegis Wall. No sign could be found, and even the gilded mausoleum itself was scryed psychically by Titus Prato to hunt for any spore that might reveal how the deathly Lord of Drakes had managed such dramatic egress. The skies were locked down so tight that removal of the Primarch's body via shuttle was quickly discounted. But no record existed of the dead Primarch having been taken from his sepulchral slumber. And in spite of Numeon's protestations, Gilliman sent out scores of legionaries and serfs to augment the search. Beyond the castrum's borders, a sizable region in itself, the teeming millions of Magna Macrag Civitas awaited. Even during curfew, its roads and districts were thronged with those who had business out after dark. Laborers with petitions to operate within strict reconstruction perimeters, overseers cataloguing and domiciling fringe world refugees, troopers, both transhuman and human, returning from rotation, were all at large in a dense populous city. From the Servian Wall to the Eastern Curtain and the coastal fringes of the Gulf of Lycum, a vast sprawl of land stretched in three cardinal directions. Time of discovery versus the last confirmed sighting of the Primarch in state suggested some of these avenues of inquiry might not be necessary. But the longer it took to find him, the farther away Vulcan could potentially be taken. Therefore, the possibility remained of an all-encompassing search of the entire Civitas. Had his body been removed and hidden for some reason, it was unlikely discovery would be expedient. A rationale for perpetrating such a heinous act was harder still to come by. Theories that Kurz had infiltrated the castrum and his brother's resting place in order to defile it were swiftly rebuffed. Yet there remained no answer as to how Vulcan's cold corpse could be absent after so long in state. Added to the fact that the casket in which he had lain was still sealed, and any explanation became inexplicable. It bothered one salamander more than the others. Phaestus Varkir had been to the memorial vault every day since Vulcan had been interred. He did so to minister to those who knelt in vigil or who had unanswered questions. Even in the light of recent events, he saw no reason to break with that routine. His latest visit was not about solemn observance, though. Varkir was trying to fathom the impossible. The salamander was not alone in that. "What are you hoping to find?" asked a faintly resonant voice from the shadows. Varkir looked up from where he was kneeling, his face half lit by the still burning memorial flame. "You are Titus Prato," Varkir replied, prompting a short and shallow bow from the ultramarine. The salamander rose to his feet. "Not evidence, I am sure there is none of that." His psychic exertion still fading, Prato nodded. "I caught the faintest residual trace of the warp. But a librarian is ever open to such things," he said. "I cannot be sure what it means, if it means anything at all." His eyes narrowed. "So why are you here and not out scouring the Civitas?" Varkir was standing next to the casket and looked down into its empty confines. He laughed mirthlessly. "I doubt my presence will tip the scales. I am looking for something, however. I came here hoping to find Numeon's belief, his certainty in Vulcan's resurrection." "And did you?" Varkir met the librarian's questioning gaze. "Did you see it?" he asked. Prato frowned, confused. "See it? Vulcan's healing, his return from death. Did you witness it? How did it happen? What was it like? Preto shook his head, saying, Not exactly. Valentus Dolor, Casimir, and I, we became, he fought for the right word, aware of what was happening, and requested Lord Gilliman. You have to understand something, Phaestus, he said, and there was a note of caution in his tone. When Vulcan arrived on Macragge, he was dead, utterly, not wounded, not even close to death, dead. An autopsy had been ordered, the Primarch due for vivisection, when everything changed. Varkir listened intently. No one amongst Gilliman's inner circle had ever been so candid about the circumstances of Vulcan's regeneration, his miracle. Changed? Asked the salamander in a half-rasp. He lived, breathing, flesh healing. All except one vital aspect had returned. Now Varkir's face darkened as he related something he had heard. His sanity? Preto nodded sadly. Yes, his mind was fractured, raving. I tried to enter it, to find some means of reassembly, but it was like stepping into a sea of shards, the glass cutting at my mental flesh. I had to withdraw. He sounded apologetic. Varkir's gaze fell again as he unburdened a deep truth to Preto that he never could to Zitos or Numeon. I believe that Vulcan is dead, and I do not think he has walked from his tomb like some pharaoh of Gyptus. I merely want to find him and lay him to rest in the earth of Nocturne. A grief-stricken silence descended, awkward and painful. Wounds had been inflicted on the 18th Legion, inadvertently, by the 13th. Titus Preto now took it upon himself to try to salve some of them. There is something else you need to know, he said. Varkir's gaze burned into him from the other side of the gilded casket. Preto did not flinch from it or what he knew he had to do. It is your right as a salamander,